Hi Nadine, how are you today?
Hi, it's me. I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks for asking. First of all, thanks for joining us today. How is Cardiff, Nadine?
Cardiff's quite well, you know, weather's cold. There's nothing to do, just stuck at home all day.
Yeah, I think it's everywhere in the UK. But yeah. The good thing is, I don't know if you heard about the Prime Minister announcement. It was half an hour ago about the lockdown lifting, which will be on the 12th of April.
Yeah, I hear that. I'm quite excited, to be honest. I'm looking forward to go out, do shopping, see my friends.
Yeah, I bet it's everyone. I bet everyone. Well, I can't wait for that day to get back to our normal life.
Yeah, same. Seriously, I miss going out, like have a meet, go to the restaurant, see my friends.
Of course, we all do. We all do. So fingers crossed.
Yeah, let's see.
Well, today's here in London. It's lovely weather and sunny, but it's cold a bit. But I think we are staying indoors, so
I mean, you know what? I really miss Bournemouth. At least, like when we have nice sunny day, we could just like chilling in the beach, enjoy the sun. Yeah, I really miss.
Yeah, go for a walk by the beach.
Yeah. Oh, it's really hard to be far from the beach on my side. It's really hard.
I know. Everyone that used to live in Bournemouth or moved somewhere else, Mrs. Bournemouth, I think it's really like really nice city, and whoever lived in there will never forget.
I know. I mean, even like the lockdown wasn't that hard, like here. I mean, like I wouldn't feel it that much bad because I used to go outside, like to the beach. Even you can meet like friends through distance. But here, like there's nothing to do here. It's lockdown.
I've never been to Cardiff actually. How is it there? Is it like a big city? Is it not? I've been to so many cities in the UK, but Cardiff, I've never been there. So how is it?
So it's to be honest, quite a nice place, and like it has a lot of like natural nice places to visit. There is a beach like I think 30 minutes drive from Cardiff, and it's quite a nice beach as well.
Yeah.
So I would advise you to come and visit.
I'll definitely come.
Yeah.
So Nadine, as we spoke before about 2 days' topic, it's going to be about social media affecting our lives. Mm-hmm. And I bet you do use social media as I do.
Of course.
It could be in any platform, but we definitely use social media. But so Nadine, what is social media like? What do you think about social media, like why people use it? It's kind of like a loads of questions that we keep asking ourselves. But what is it like? What is social media? Hello. I don't know if my guest is still with us.
Yeah, Yasmin.
Yeah, can you hear me? I think it's because of internet problem. Can you hear me, Nadine?
Yeah, I can hear you. Why? Did you lost me again?
Okay. Did you hear my question? It was about social media.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't hear my answer.
No, I didn't hear you. That's okay. So we all know like social media is an online platform where people can connect and share their thoughts and ideas about different
topics. So it's like the most influence and the most powerful things in our life now. It's affect like the way we think, it's affect like our thoughts, it's affect like a lot of things, like the way we see the world is quite different like than before. So I would say it has the biggest influence in our everyday lives.
Nadine, I think we both agree that social media has a positive effect and has a negative effect, of course. But like, why do you think people use social media nowadays a lot? Why? It could be about their business, could be about their studies, it could be about their work, it could be about anything. Even like a housewife still can use social media, you know. But why do you think people are in so much need of social media nowadays?
So let's say, like, let's think about the positive or the good side from the social media. So, like, why, like, everyone need it? Because, like, it's make our life more easy than before. Like, it give us, like, the chance to quick access to all the resources you want. So let's say, like, for a housewife, if she want, like, to cook a new recipe or to do anything, she just can go online, go, like, check anything she want. And also, like, for our education, like, you can use it, like, to access different resources just in a minute.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And, like, you can also use it, like, to spread your knowledge, know about, like, different culture, know, like, learn new language. You can do lots of things. And even, like, now, I know a lot of my friends, they set up their business all online. So, it's give them like a quickest and easiest way to learn money or to earn money.
Yeah
And from my side also, because, you know, we're living abroad away from our family, so like we don't have like to use our money for international calls. We just like use WhatsApp, Facebook, Messenger, whatever, just to connect with our families every day. We can know like exactly the activities they're doing, so you wouldn't feel like nostalgic, or you wouldn't feel like that much part that you live away from your family. So like,
yeah,
like for let's say like now for shopping, like wasn't really hard during the lockdown. Like we just like go online, buy whatever you want. So I mean, I wouldn't imagine the lockdown without social media and the technology in general.
Yeah, of course, definitely. And even like so many studies have proved the increment of social media use during the lockdown. That shows how much people was in need of connection, building relationships on during the difficult times that we have experienced and we're still experiencing it. So it definitely has a positive side in terms of building relationships, building connections, and keeping yourself connected to the other world. Let's call it the virtual world.
Exactly.
But it still has some negative side. So do you think the negative side is above the positive side, or the opposite, or is the you can't just say the negative side is more than the positive, or you just like would consider it has both sides and we have to control it?
Yes, so I would say it has both sides, but still you wouldn't like consider there's like a side above the other side, because it's everything will depends about the person, about like how we use it. Because like, let's be honest here, like we use social media different. So like some people, they are addicted, they use it like every second, they like they are isolated from like the real world into the social media, like let's say the fake world with everything. But some other people, they use it in a good way, like in, as I say, in marketing, in advertising, in business, and like they use it to learn new things, a new culture, new knowledge. So still, so for some people it's like the positive side above the negative side, for others no. So especially for teenagers and for the young generation, because they born in this world, they don't know like the value of the real world, of the face to face, like meeting with peoples. And also, you know, like these new generation, like when they are with their families, they don't like talk that much, they just like using their phones, even like during the dinner or like when they are outside vacation. They don't really know their families as long as they like know more like their online friends or like the friends?
I think it's because, sorry to cut you, I think it's because it became a part of our daily lives, you know. Sometimes, even like from my own experience, sometimes I cannot wait to meet my friends, and then when we meet up, like everything, like I was ready to start having like start watching a movie together or having our dinner together. And then you realize that everyone is watching or scrolling down on her phone or on his phone. Like, why? I think it's a big question, but it's just because maybe it became a big part of our life.
Yeah, it's quite a good fact, but at the same time, it's really sad. Like, imagining, like we feel like bored from each other, like. After 5 or 10 minutes conversation, we just feel like we need our phones. Like this is like how people before they used to enjoy like meeting face to face with their friends, having like long chat conversation. Why, like when we are with like your real friends, the friends who are really actually with you, and then you choose to leave them and go to like the friends who are like far away from you, or like to go to even like to see videos or some like silly things for people you don't even know, you know, like you just say, oh, let's just see my phone, and then like suddenly you go into your phone, like leave out your conversation with your friends. It's so sad. I have the same. I wouldn't say, oh no, I'm not doing the same. No, I'm doing it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it must be a way in order to beat that social media addiction. So what would you recommend, Nadine, for like as a solutions? I wouldn't say solutions, because we're all facing this kind of issue in our lives, but what would you recommend as a tips in order to beat that addiction? For example, turn off notifications. Would you think is when you meet you with your friends, of course, or family, relatives, whoever, what would be the best way in order to forget about your phone and enjoy the moment with your beloved ones and have like enjoy your real life?
Their actual life. That's true. Actually, you know what I did, like from my side, I really really try like to reduce my like actual time using like online apps and what. So I quit my Snapchat, I never download TikTok, so I actually reactive my Instagram website apps, and then I'm back again. And now I'm using Facebook and Instagram, but I'm still like try to reduce them when I'm like with my friends or with my family. So try to like put the notification off, as you said, but still like it's really hard to control yourself. And like, I mean, a lot of time now I'm chilling by myself watching Netflix, and I said, okay, let's put the internet off, try to enjoy the moment for myself, and suddenly I found myself like going Instagram or anything, and suddenly like I see videos of other people like outside or like traveling to a vacation I don't even know, but suddenly I become sad, what I'm doing with my life, why I can't afford to go for holiday, why I'm sitting here, and suddenly social media takes like my peace moment, like the moment I need to have for myself, and then like put me into a sad depressed situation, because like it's not jealous, it's about like you just like we become comparing ourselves to other people's lives. We care.
Of course, and that's a very good point. Instead of watching or keep scrolling down an app and watching people's lives, and you don't even know if that's actually true or not, focus on your life commitments. Why don't you of course, we all need to learn from social media. We all need to have a look what's going on in this world. Of course, we enjoy watching, we enjoy learning. There's so much to learn in social media, but at the same time, it's good to focus, it's very important to focus on your life and your life commitments.
Instead of like just focus and try to copy or like to compare your life with others people's life, and you know, like it's not even true, it's not like always true, because they just show you like the happiest moment, they wouldn't show you like the difficulties they face every day.
Yeah,
they wouldn't show you like the sad moments they go through. They just show you like they have perfect life. But there's no one, let's be honest, have perfect life in this world. Like, we all go through a lot of hard time. We all have like this when we go like into really depression, sad mood. So yeah, so I feel like that, like, let's say that. Their lives, so everyone would realize there is no like this perfect life.
Nobody's got a perfect life. Nobody, please guys, and do not believe on anything you watch on social media. People only show you what they want you
exactly
to do.
Yeah, and a lot of time is not even true. It's like you know, like the biggest bad or the biggest negative influence is we become insecure about like our social image issue. Like, we are insecure. Yeah,
Very true.
Are insecure about our bodies, about like the way we look, because of like we see like the like thousands of pictures for girls, like they have perfect body, they have the perfect face, and you not even know if it's that's true or not, because they like there's a Photoshop, there's filters, there's a lot of...
Yeah, and also Nadine, the whole world, the entire universe is facing the same issue. It called pandemic. When you go to Instagram, let's say people traveling, people posting stories, I don't know, but it's just like, why people believe in that? Okay, some countries, they don't have a border restrictions, they don't have travel restrictions, and some people got the chance to travel, but come on, we're all facing this pandemic. We're all being through stressful times in life. So we don't need to get affected by this kind of posts or stories or these kind of, I don't know how to call it, but don't get affected negatively from something that does exist on virtual
world.
Yeah,
that's true. We should like to try to put in our minds this like facts. We always have to remember this. We have to avoid like this stressful feeling they give us through like watching the life of others, the life we feel like we can't afford, we can't have.
Yeah, very true. Regardless the negative side of social media, mm-hmm. Nadine, of course we mentioned earlier that social media could be a way to learn, enhance academic knowledge, especially for mm-hmm. students, building relationship. It does have a positive side, of course, but I think the problem is, how do we use it properly? How can we get what we need properly? That's exactly what we call control. So for example, for students, let's say, because I'm sure you've experienced it and I did as well, let's say you have exams, you have deadlines, and you found yourself just like watching something on social media, and then you at that moment you have a stressful time because you got deadlines, you got commitment, you need to be done on a certain time, and then you find yourself focus on something else which is totally different. So how do we control ourselves in order to not get distracted?
That's really, really important point, because you know, like a lot of parents and family, they're facing really hard time with their like kids, like try to like make sure like to show them like this life through like behind the screen, it's not even real, but like some teenagers, they choose just now to leave schools and like become YouTuber, become like influencer, because they feel like this is the value of lives now. This is the way to make easy money. Quick, the quick, sorry, the one. Yeah, the quick way.
Yeah.
So yeah, lots of like, this is the bad influence it has, especially on the teenager, because they don't know like what's the value of education, like the power to have certification.
Yeah.
So it's really, really hard on families, like big responsibility for families to try to avoid their kids to using too much like apps and social media.
Yeah, that's a very important point that you mentioned, teenagers as well, because I think that part of the society, the easiest part, or let's say they are easy to get affected.
Exactly.
Negatively,
yeah.
Or positively. But let's talk about the negative side and here regarding teenagers, or let's, or even kids, you know. Kids nowadays are most of them using iPads.
Yeah, it's crazy. Seriously, they are like 4 or 5 kids and they know how to use technology.
Of course, but the thing is, moms, or let's talk moms or dads, parents have to be really careful. Have to be really careful in order
about
to
what they are using. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but you know, like there's a lot of family or parents, they are really careful, or they're like watching their kids, so they know like what they are watching. They use them like the Google for Family, so they have restriction like which browser their kids,
yeah,
they can use. There is a lots of like securing apps, privacy data protection things, where you can like see what your kids doing online, so not just like give it like phone and never like, yeah, that's really, really responsibility on the parent, I would say.
Yeah, we definitely suggest that parents have to control what their kids are watching.
Exactly,
And what kind of games are playing, because, you know,
even games now. Yeah, that's true, because, you know, a lot of games, they bring violence to the kids. They just like to become violent. Yeah.
Well, that's very important point. Well, I think the negative side could affect anyone. We are not pointing a specific category of the society, but kids and teenagers who can get affected easily, I would say.
Yeah.
Don't you agree, Nadine?
Yeah, I agree, especially now, you know, like when a kids like post their image or their picture online, and then, you know, like thousands of bad comments they get, and like seriously, it will affect them a lot, because they are still insecure about their like bodies or like with their lives, and suddenly they go depressed. Sometimes they even think about killing themselves.
Yeah.
I know, like a lot of like small young girls, they even think about having like plastic surgery, because like they say, wow, let's compare ourselves to these girls. So yeah, it has a really like negative impact on the young generation, I would say.
Yeah, very, very, very sad to hear such stories, you know. So Nadine, what would you tell, or what would you advise people in general, in any type of society? You know, you come from different background and I come from different background, and we both live in Western countries. So what would you think would be the good tip in any type of society in order to control ourselves and our kids, our friends, or our people surrounded by us, in order to control themselves from social media? I mean, set limits in your life.
Yeah,
you know?
That's how true. We have to control it. We have to put limit, because, you know, technology is, it's not the problem. Like, technology is an amazing thing. I think we are the problem, because the way we use things, like the addiction we are the problem. So we can't blame technology.
Exactly.
We have to blame ourselves, you know.
I know.
Yeah, we are the brain. Like we are the one.
Yeah, we created technology.
Exactly.
Human being created technology. No, it didn't come.
Exactly. By the end, we come and blame technology here. No, let's blame ourselves.
Very good point. Yeah.
Yeah. So, wow. You know, we have to set out the target. Like, what's the point of me like using social media? What I'm gaining every day from social media? Is it like I'm gaining a good things, or I'm just like wasting my time, wasting the time where I can like found myself, find my happiness, focus like on my like relationship with my friends, with my partner, with my kids, like a lot of things.
Yeah.
Even moms now become crazy, like they just like go into social media, boasting, talk about online friends. But you have kids, you have like big responsibility, they need you.
Exactly.
Like we have to sit.
Don't waste your time on something that does not benefit you.
Exactly.
Before you follow a page or you follow someone, ask yourself, is it gonna benefit me? Am I gonna get something from this page? Am I gonna learn something? No,
exactly.
Skip it.
Yeah, even think about like when you go like to a holiday or somewhere, like people are crazy, they just want to take pictures, they want to take videos, they want to like show like they care more about the happiness of people saying their boss rather than enjoying the actual moment for themselves.
Yeah.
No, let's other see. Let's make other jealous. Let's make that's all they care about nowadays. This is so sad.
Yeah, very sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
And I think time is very important. So how do you think we should control our time in order to not waste it on keep scrolling social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram? How do you think we should use our time properly and to not give that much of our time on social media? How do you think we should manage this side of our daily life? Sorry.
Yeah, it's quite important point. As I said, it's like it's a hard, but at the same time, we need to do it. Like we are like the brain of social media. We have to control ourselves. So we should like don't make the social media take over like our life, take over like our brain. Like we become uncreative. We become just like a product, a machine, like just like seeing, but we're not doing anything. So you have to give the time for you. Don't let the social media take this time from you away. So as I said, like we should try to like force ourselves to like, no, this is time, this has to be off. I use it like 2 hours, that's enough. Let's try to do something else. Let's try to like do yoga, do things that actually like improve me, improve my health, improve myself, improve my brain. Like, so that's what we have to focus on. That's what we have to put our power, our energy.
Yeah, that's very, very good point, Nadine. And I'm sure you use social media, as I said earlier, so do I. So when do you actually go and check your Instagram page, Facebook? When is your time, like on a day that you would go and check your Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or any, what, like when would you go? Is it when you wake up in the morning? I know it happens a couple of times a day.
Yeah.
I don't know, like me.
Yeah, I used to do it every day. Like I wake up and the first thing I do is like just scroll up watching like Instagram or go through my Facebook, and it's crazy, it's really bad. Now I'm not doing it, but I'm doing like before I sleep I have to check my Instagram, which is really, really bad because my brain like it's need 1 hour at least shut off before like to have a really good sleep to not catch up.
Yeah,
so I'm still not doing this, so I'm trying, actually I'm working on it. So
yeah, we all try our best.
Exactly.
At the end, we all like facing the same issue. So
yeah, it's really a big virus.
I know.
It's more serious than COVID-19. Let's.
Oh wow.
We need vaccine for the social media.
I don't know if that's the vaccine in order to. It is sad. It is sad reality, I would say. And we're all trying to find solutions. Not, I wouldn't call it solution, but we're all trying to manage it. It's a big issue.
Yeah.
But the most important thing is knowing how to manage your time.
Exactly, yeah.
Focus your commitments. Focus what you've got to do on a day. I know so many people don't even have a job, but watch something that you learn from it. Watch something that would benefit you mentally. Do something that would benefit you physically. Try to follow pages that would make you learn how to be positive in life. For example, do not watch anything and do not believe in anything. And this is very important. I used to follow so many pages that don't even make sense personally, and I get like really amazed by their lives and their travels, and I was like, it was a time when I just realized, hang on a second, that's not true, and stop following and watching nonsense, I would say, because these kind of people or pages, I would say, affecting people. So many people were like got in depression, you know, because they feel they don't have that life and they'll never reach that type of life. Nadine, are you still with us? I don't know. Maybe Nadine got in, not internet, a problem.
I'm here.
Oh, sorry.
I think.
Yeah, what I was saying. Yeah. Did you hear my last point, Nadine?
Yeah.
About,
yeah.
So many people got in depression because, or maybe they feel stressed because they feel they don't have the same life standards as those people who sharing their travels or their money. They got millions or billions.
Yeah, and then like
nice cars.
That's true. Yeah, and then you're thinking, oh my god, I have to wake up for work, and they don't even like have to work. They just like have the money and they have everything. Yeah. So I know that's quite sad and depressed. So
wake up. And don't believe anything you watch on social media. And please focus on life and focus on how to change that negative side on you.
Exactly.
And get it switched into positive side. See positivity in life. Appreciate what you've got in life.
Yeah, that's really a good point.
And learn how to be successful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course. And regarding social media, this like addiction, what tips would you give our listeners, Nadine, in general social media in our lives? What would you do in order to stop that addiction?
So as I said, like, first you have to make sure, like, what's your responsibility in this life. So put your responsibility
very
first,
good point.
Your
yeah.
families, your
exactly.
your relationship, your kids. So this is always come first. So like, set up plans, what you need to do. If you have free time in your plans, go through your social media, go through your Instagram, your Facebook. But still, you have to remember, like, have a limited hours for your social media. So I would say, like, this is a really important point as well. Like, as you said, you have to focus about things that make you like positive, that's like motivate you, that's like not things like waste your time or watching and like unknown things, like silly things, silly videos. You wouldn't gain anything from it, just waste your time. And try to go out, meet your friends, switch off your phones. You don't need your phones like every second in your life. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Very important. Very important points. Yeah. So I think we covered a bit of today's topic, Nadine. So is there anything else that you would add to what we said about the social media effects, or is there any advice that you would add to our conversation?
Not quite sure. I think we pretty covered everything, as I said. Just like,
yeah,
just focus on yourself, try to always remember, like, not everything you see you believe it. There's always a good side and bad sides and everything.
Yeah. So I thank you so much, Nadine, and I want to add some other points regarding the tips how to stop social media addiction. Delete social media accounts that you don't follow.
Exactly.
think it's not gonna add anything in your life. It's not gonna benefit you. It's not gonna make you're not gonna learn anything from it.
Then yeah, like I really quit what's called Snap. I quit Snapchat and I never like download TikTok. It's like, seriously, like, what's the point of TikTok? Like,
yeah,
and people are crazy now about TikTok. Even like kids, they are like just into TikTok, like wasting hours.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And time is precious, is important. Don't waste it. Do not waste your time, and focus on your goals in this life.
Exactly.
And do not waste it on scrolling down and up on nonsense applications or pages. I would say be mindful of time spent on social media, because we still need it. We are talking about social media, a negative side, but we still need it. So the point is how to be mindful and how to be smart in terms of using social media platforms.
Like, we can do that if we like really, really like controlling ourselves, really like try to think positively here, we can do it.
Yeah, of course we can. Yeah, of course we can. We created technology. We made the technology.
We created them. Don't blame social media. Don't blame technology.
That was funny, but it's real. It's the reality, I would say. We created those platforms, so we definitely can control it. Human beings who created, who made technology, who did all these things, but definitely human being can control it as well. So I think we covered most of the sides talking about the social media effects. Also, if we go more into details, please turn off your notifications when you meet your family, your relatives, your friends. The first thing you need to do is turning off your social media notifications so you wouldn't be distracted.
Oh, we haven't covered actually.
I like to do that.
We haven't covered like the relationship, like with like your husband, your partners. Like, seriously, I know lots of people, they break up because of social media, because like they are jealous from like their husband vote for someone else. They are just because like they are not like speaking as before. They haven't like deep conversation. They just like avoiding each other and going into like the social media or the behind screen, let's say, life, the unreal life. So it's also a good point to discuss.
Of course, and set a daily routine for yourself, guys. Do not let your time get wasted with the social media, watching what people posting. Set routine and create physical distance between you and your device when you go to bed. Okay, we all do it. We go and have a look on social media, blah blah blah, like 4, 5, 10 minutes. It's okay, but please create a physical distance. Put your phone in a different place and get ready for sleep. Try to read a book, try to think about something positive before you sleep. It's really important for your health, for your brain. And Nadine, I think we covered all the points.
Yes.
We tried to, sure. So Nadine, thank you so much for joining us today on today's episode. I really appreciate your time and your
tips. Welcome. It was really nice chatting. It's quite nice topic to talk about. I really enjoyed the most.
Thank you so much again, and hopefully I'll see you soon when I come down to Cardiff. And you're always welcome to come and visit.
Actually, I'm thinking to come visit like when I get the chance, so probably I will see you soon. Yeah,
please do.
Thank you so much
and all the best luck in
thank
your career.
You too.
I know you're a very good
thank
lawyer
you.
thank you so much.
Enjoy.
Take care.
Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye. So thank you guys for listening.